Hi, this is Artist Relations Director Kathleen Coleman with KC Cafe Radio, and I have the pleasure of sitting here with Brita Lee Shane. She is the author of a new novel about Bob Dylan and her time that she spent with Bob Dylan in the 80s. And we're just so happy to have you here with us, Brita.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great. Well, why don't you tell me, what made you decide to write a book about Bob Dylan?
It makes me feel like I should say, because I could. but the fact is that I knew him in the late 80s, mid to late 80s. Mm-hmm. And then in 1997, he was diagnosed with they thought he might die. And I realized I had been married for 5 years at that point, and I still had feelings and thoughts, and my identity and everything was tied up with Bob. And I thought one way to process that kind of pain and stuff is to journal it.
Great.
So I sat down, and it started as a journal.
Oh, nice.
And when you look at the book, it's in chronological order, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
And I just sort of wrote the whole story, all of my memories of the time we spent together.
Yeah.
And when I was done, a few people read it and went, holy, you have something here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So. I know I was talking to one of your friends, John Zipperer.
Right.
And he was just... you know, accolades abound on your book. He said, this is, usually I read to go to sleep, but I can't go to sleep because I just want to know what's going to happen next in this book. And what was the title of your book again?
It's called Seeing the Real You at Last, Life and Love on the Road with Bob Dylan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And it is available in book form and on Amazon.com?
That's true. Yeah. On Amazon.com, it comes in a Kindle edition.
Oh.
And also on my website.
Yes.
Which is, somebody hacked my real website. So my new website is Brita Lee Shane Books. And music.com.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little longer. But once you type it in, luckily, it comes up every time.
Oh, so. Yeah. Now, how did you meet Bob Dylan?
Well, that's the... sometimes I say, you know, the story's not always pretty, but it is poignant.
Yeah.
You know, I had met Carla Bonoff in an acting class of all places, and I wasn't a musician then.
Uh-huh.
And, but I felt the need to write a song.
Right.
It wasn't like I didn't know how to write a song, but I was so foolish. I wrote a song and played it for the Carla Bonoff, you know, who's been nominated for Grammys and stuff. And she liked it so much, we went into the studio to record it. Mm-hmm. And she asked her engineer, did he have anybody he could fix me up with? Because it was the 80s.
Right.
And I don't know how many women out there remember the 80s in terms of dating, but it was not. It was not a pretty situation.
No, it wasn't.
And I ended up dating Bob's road manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I met Bob through his road manager. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, got to start somewhere, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then I was reading through your biography, and you helped... to write make me feel
no
you did not
no
oh
no,
okay no
that would really be something.
Oh yeah,
but
well.
It's a very influential song in my life. It was written I think it's back all the way to 1998.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up again, but no, it's just an important song. I play it in my show.
Okay.
Because it sort of captures, I usually introduce it with 8 words from my book, and those those words are, Brita, Brita, I love you, I love you.
Now, the song I was talking about was Make Me Feel Your Love.
Yeah.
And there have been many versions of that song, but you did write a song with Bob Dylan, correct?
I did.
Yes.
Oh, that has a more playful title. It's called You Can Blow My Mind If You Want To.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I love it, I love it. Now, you actually went on tour with Bob Dylan, correct?
I did, not as a musician.
Right.
I was actually part of his staff. I was on the payroll.
Oh, nice.
But he wanted me to go along, and I am very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my legacy from being an adult child of an alcoholic,
Oh, sure. You
know, is that you are you need to be to
make things happen
to survive.
Right.
And so, you know, I sometimes wonder if I hadn't had that history, if I would have ever even been in relationship with him, because, you know, as has been proven since, he has quite a reputation with women.
Yes.
But the book is, I like to think of it as a Valentine to Bob. I really was in love with him,
yeah.
And I wouldn't trade the experience for anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's something you're going to carry with you, and I'm so glad that you were able to document it and put it in book form so that we can all kind of share it with you.
Right.
And I did read through some of it last night, and I just got it yesterday, and
yeah.
I'm already in it. So, and then one last thing. I know Bob Dylan is the first singer-songwriter to get a Nobel Prize
yes.
for written word.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think about that?
Well, I think that it was a necessary event
yeah.
for the dark, dark time that we've been living in.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection that the organization that awards the Nobels is growing
mm-hmm.
and is progressive in a way
yeah.
to open up their parameters
right.
and to recognize the genius, the true genius that this man has given our generation and will continue to give
right.
as long as the planet is around.
Definitely. His words and music are powerful, inspired a whole generation of people in the 60s and 70s and then carrying forward.
And the kids today, this mm-hmm. was, we just had an experience where a young man came into my room last night and had his picture taken with one of the artifacts in my room that's a picture of Bob, you
know. Oh, nice.
And so that's really lovely. And he said, and he's in a band, and he said all the members of his band are going to go crazy when they find out, you know, that I had a Dylan room at this music conference.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I would encourage people to check out your book. I've enjoyed reading the parts that I've read so far.
Oh, thank you.
And it's easy to read, and it's a great story, and it needs to be shared. So thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Well, thank you. It was a joy to meet you and a joy to be here.